All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, July 9th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have an 11-game MLB main slate today, as well as a single WNBA showdown, so it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the Sabersim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, let's get the app pulled up here. I was taking a peek right before the show started. Did not see any questions to get us kicked off. So I thought this would be a good time to jump in here and do a little app demo, talk about some MLB DFS for today. So I think yesterday we did a demo where we only built one single lineup. So I thought today would be a good opportunity to maybe build 150 lineups, right? So let's come in here, come into the app, jump over to my contest tab. Let's pick a contest. So let's say that, you know, we are going to be playing, let's say the Mega Minimax, right? We're going to jump in here, play the Mega Minimax. I'm going to come in here, set up my contest sim. You know, one thing with this contest as far as settings go, so when we created the field lineups, we basically said, hey, contests that are $3 and under, we're going to classify them as low stakes contests. This Mega Minimax is actually a little bit of a rarity in and of itself. And the reason for that is because the DraftKings, I think their fair play guidelines are say that, you know, players with $1 million or more in winnings do not have access to contests under $5. But they do have access to contests that are above $25,000 prize pool. So, see, like this contest is under that $5 limit, but the prize pool is $80,000. So that means everybody in the lobby can play this contest. So, really, you know, the field for this $3.150 max is actually a lot closer to the $18.150 max. So, I think one thing that you could probably do here is change your ownership field lineups from low stakes MME to flagship. This is like the only contest in the lobby that I'm aware of that's like kind of like that. So I like to adjust my field if I'm playing that contest here. And then going to come into the app, projections, going to make two small adjustments to projections here. Interesting how Chris Sale got pushed back to today. You know, we were just talking about him on yesterday's show, and it looks like we're going to be talking about him again today, right? So one thing I like to do is lower my min salary a little bit, give the builder some flexibility. You know, this contest falls in 150 max, 10 to 50K range. Okay, great. I like to come in here and turn on this don't use batters against opposing pitchers rule, and I'm all set, right? So I'm going to come in here and kick off this build. I think yesterday, you know, we just did a single contest sim format. I'm going to use the self sim option today. So I'm going to, you know, build this as if, I'm going to use a self sim for these 150 lineups here. So let me just create that second contest sim. We are doing 150 lineups today. So probably not great to do it with 500. So we're going to do 5,000 here. Might take the builder a little bit longer to finish up these lineups, but I think it'll be worth it as far as, you know, building 150 good lineups goes for the sake of this demo here. All right, so lineups are finishing up now. Once these lineups finish, what I need to do is go into my contest sim settings, and then I need to go and change the source for the second sim. So I'm going to make a little note here and just say my self here. That way I know the build is running against itself, and then I'm going to go and change the source for the field lineups to my own build, right? So now I have the contest sim against the field and then the contest sim against myself. I'm going to kick these off. So this is great so far. All so far, so good. Gonna move some columns around while this build runs. Looks like I can see everything that I want. Perfect. Gonna change the number of my lineups to 150 from 20. And now we are just waiting for the contest sim to finish here. All right, contest sim is done. So what I want to do here is come into my filters, go to add filter, and then do something where it says show lineups with ROI greater than zero for both of these contest sims, right? So done it for one. Done it for the second. Okay, great. So now I'm down to a pool about 975 lineups. So far, so good. One thing that I've been experimenting with here that I think is an interesting idea is to come in and use the aggregate metrics and then just say, you know, show me the average projection of the lineups that I'm viewing. And the reason I like this is because it kind of shows you the projection trade-off you're making when using the MiniNeeks tool, right? One other thing I want to do here is come in and sort by the self-sim risk-adjusted ROI. So then now my sorting metric is what I want it to be as well here. I'm going to sort by exposure in the app. And right off the bat, you know, no batter owned more than 40%, like no player at all, right? So already getting kind of spread out. But my average projection right now in my set of 150 lineups is about 101 points. Well, as I increase my MiniNeeks, you know, how is that affecting that? And that's what I kind of want to understand. I'm using it as like a little bit of an anchor point, make sure that, you know, I'm not going too far down in my pool where I'm sacrificing so much projection to get more diverse, right? And so far, every time I've increased the MiniNeek, our average projection has gone down by about 0.1 points, which is fine. You know, we started at like 100.7. We went down to 100.6, 100.5, 100.4. Okay. And then here we see a little bit more of a jump, right? So we go from like 100.4 down to 99.4. We've like just dropped an entire point of projection to go farther down in our MiniNeeks. Now, you know, this is kind of a point where I would say like we're at a little bit of an intersection where you need to decide, hey, do I want to sacrifice that one point of projection across my 150 lineups to get more diverse, or do I want to keep it? And I think that the right way to answer this is to look at your exposures and your leverages and figure out if you're comfortable with it at four, or if you do in fact want to go further and have your leverages. I'm going to come in and look at my pitchers first here. So, you know, I would come over to the pitchers tab. Okay, you know, how are my pitcher leverages? Okay, the highest leverage is 13% on Cal Quantrill. Aside from that, you know, everybody else is like pretty flat. Not too much ownership and not too much leverage in one direction or another. Our highest exposed pitcher is 33%. You know, that's not so bad, right? That's at four. Okay. Well, like what does five look like? And then, you know, you come in and you look at five, you look at these leverages, you know, they're even flatter. I would be fine with four here as far as looking at my pitchers and maintaining that one extra point of projection here. I think that's totally okay. I can come in and look at my stack exposures. Okay. Hey, still playing mostly five stacks. That's good. We're spreading it out a little bit. That's fine. But, you know, that those five stacks, which are matching my pool, are like my primary. So all good there. We have Boston at 40%, Texas at 36%, and then it drops down to Oakland at 25%. So, you know, I didn't see anything crazy with like my batters. You know, I might have like 40% Boston, great, but I don't have any individual batter owned more than, you know, 30. No batter is owned more than 33% here, right? 32.7 is the highest. So it's like, okay, we're getting to a lot of Boston, but it is seeming like we're spreading it around. You know, we do like David Hamilton. We do like Corey Seager. But look at their ownerships, right? Hamilton, 28% owned. We have 32%. Seager, 18%. We have 30, right? We always talk about this like 2 to 3X leverage to ownership ratio here. You know, these fall right within those bands. So, you know, these teams are chalky. We're getting to a lot of them. I think that's okay, right? So, you know, this is one way I've been trying to analyze a bigger set of lineups to make sure that I'm comfortable with everything that I'm seeing. And then, you know, based on everything I see here at the moment, I am pretty comfortable with this. You know, I would leave it at four and keep that point of projection rather than go further, right? At five, you know, the lowest sim ROI lineup is still positive. But I think that, you know, based on like my contest flashback research, you know, this is probably a little bit better of an idea. All right. That about does it for my demo here. You know, I'd be happy submitting these lineups. We do have a question, at least one here in the YouTube chat from John. John said, is there a way to get two certain teams in your lineups? Yes, there is. And the way you would do that is to do two stacking rules, basically. So what you would do is I would go to my settings, I would go down to lineup rules, I would go to add new rule, and then I would do a stacking rule. And say, let's say, you know, I want to use Boston, and I would just uncheck all these other teams in the eligible team dropdown. And then this first rule will make sure you get Boston. You can even rename it if you want it. Just say, you know, say Boston stack. And then I could come in and add a second one and then say, you know, Texas, right? Maybe I want to play those two teams together. Now, what's going to happen here is that because there are two rules, the builder has to satisfy each rule individually. So this would be one way of like, hey, I want to get Texas. Okay, hey, I also want to get Boston. Okay, these two stacking rules will achieve that for me. But good question there. Taking a peek here in the Discord. No more questions here at the moment. Just answer John's did this app demo. So think we are going to get out of here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Tomorrow's special show. You guys actually have Jordan for the rest of the week here. I'm taking a couple days off. So I hope you guys enjoy having Jordan on the show. And until I see you guys again, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.